My name is Fred Gemitter. I'm with the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center.
Your talk was called What to Plant Now.
Well, we can give information, but we don't want to give prescriptions. And so, you know, it's important that we provide as much information as we have and as we can. But it's also important for growers to go out and do their homework, get out and look at trials, see what's going on out there, because they can learn an awful lot from that.
And you told them, talk to your fellow growers who have planted some of these rootstocks and varieties, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a good source of information. See it firsthand. See it work or not work.
You made one announcement. Florida is no longer the largest fruit producer in the United States of citrus fruit.
Yes, in the past season, California surpassed us in total citrus production. We're still number one in orange and in grapefruit, but we're way down on the list in mandarins, and of course they grow lemons, and until now we haven't grown many lemons.
And that's a historical first, isn't it?
Yes, at least in my career, and probably for a longer time before my career.
You addressed, will we survive HLB, your view on that?
We will survive HLB. The signs are out there. If you look at new plantings with new management strategies, new plantings with new varieties, rootstocks and scions, and those things together, we're really beginning to see a turnaround that's really made me more optimistic.
And you pointed out that rootstocks and nutrition are extremely important.
Yes, they are. We see differences with rootstocks. And again, looking around the state, looking at groves where growers are doing different things nutritionally, we're really seeing some situations where yields have actually increased over the last 2 years in some blocks, all on the basis of how they're managing their nutrients.
You said resistance, which of course many people have looked at as the ultimate solution to HLB, is probably a ways away, but we have tolerance now.
We have tolerance now, and people have argued against tolerance because the trees are infected, and potentially it's Typhoid Mary, but the entire industry is full of Marys these days. You know, the trees everywhere are infected, and we're seeing that with some tolerant types, growers can have a crop and can make money, in fact, and in the end, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Tell us a little about lemons. You think lemons have potential for some citrus growers who historically plant mandarins, oranges, and grapefruit?
Well, we know that lemons tolerate HLB better than oranges and grapefruit do in general. And so that's generated some interest. We have processing plants that are closed more than they're open. And if we could have a sufficiently large crop of lemons, those processing plants could be open more. They make money when they're open. They lose money when they're closed. And it's, I think, industrial lemon production is what we're thinking of these days. Not for the fresh market. There's still a small fresh market window, but looking more broadly at processing, and particularly for lemon peel oil. Lemon peel oil is an incredibly valuable commodity. It's used in many soft drinks. At least some components of lemon oil. It's used in cosmetics, it's used in cleaning. Lemon oil appears in more places than you'd ever imagine. And so it's a very valuable byproduct of lemons. Very valuable.
But you also said lemonade consumption is on the rise.
Yeah, that's what I've learned from some of the juice companies, that one of the categories that's increasing in the supermarkets, consumers are buying in the supermarkets, is lemonade. The slope is up, so there's a demand, there's a need for lemon juice. We can do that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.